Sykes House Farm on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Here in Yorkshire, we are proud of what we do, what grows on our land, what animals we raise on our land, and we love the L word, local. Sykes House Farm source and supply meat to loads of places in our area, including the Square and Compass in North Rigton. I went along to meet Sally from Sykes House Farm and Liam, the chef at the Square and Compass.
Today we're going to make a lamb rump, which we cook seaweed. So we vacuum pack it, cook it in the water bath on 58 degrees for about 2 hours.
And what's that word you say, seaweed? Is that the method of cooking it?
Yeah, seaweed means it goes into a bath full of water and it stays at a constant temperature. It won't drop from 56 or go any higher either. We've prepped the meat, we get it in from Sykes, season it a little bit. Score the skin slightly, which is just for presentation, because you seaweed it, the fat runs down anyway. And then we'll put a little bit of rosemary in there, a little bit of garlic powder, vacuum pack it to take all the air out, and then goes into the water bath, and then it cooks for 2 hours.
And when it comes to finding the products for creating this dish, how do you even start thinking about where you're going to go and get everything from?
I usually go through different suppliers to find the best quality, and I'll take samples from different suppliers from around the area, and Sykes are the best, so here's them.
And that's where this lamb is from?
Yeah, this comes from Sykes' farm. It's from the Wharf Valley, so it's local within probably about 20 miles.
What is the difference between a good piece of lamb and a bad piece of lamb?
The fat content, the sinew, the fat on the top, it's everything about it. It's just, you can put it next to a piece of lamb that might cost a little bit less, but it'll be a lot tougher, it won't be the right age. Whereas Sykes, I know full well I'm going to get the best quality lamb that I can get.
It's good to promote local produce as well, so which we promote and work with them for it. So
it's never travelled very far by the time it gets onto a dinner plate in North Rigton.
That's the plan, yep.
Okay, so we've come to a different part of the kitchen and we're on to the next stage of this dish. So Liam, what's the next step?
So during service, we will bring the temperature of the lamb back up in the water bath again. And then it goes into a moderately hot pan. It's been inside down. This bit just colours up the outside, gives it a nice roasted flavour and helps the flavour move along a bit. The next stage is we've got some half roasted new potatoes, which just pop in the pan to finish them off. And you get some of the flavour off the lamb in there as well. And then we put some Moroccan style chickpea and Mediterranean vegetables.
And is this what, if you prepared this earlier on at a different point?
Yeah, so it's all made up, so to speed up the service and make things go a bit smoother and quicker, we have it all pre-done, ready, and then we finish it off in a pan with the lamb rump, so the flavour of the lamb goes right through the whole dish. All the ingredients have come from a local area, within 20 to 30 miles, and it's all bang in season.
Is that important to you, that it's, A, in season, and B, comes from fairly close by?
Yeah, because, you know, we're in Yorkshire with some fantastic produce, fantastic suppliers. We use a lot of all of our suppliers that we get from fruit and veg to our dairy and everything else. We all use the best suppliers we can find in the area. Next into the pan, we've got some lovely wild garlic, which is right in season at the moment. It's not done last very long.
It's the leaves of wild garlic. I've never seen people use the leaves.
Yeah, so the wild garlic leaves. So these are foraged, so they grow naturally.
Alright, so we've come to this serving up area of the kitchen.
The first thing we do is get our red pepper coulis, which is just roasted red peppers blended down with a little bit of vinegar, a little bit of olive oil, and that just goes onto the plate first. This gives a nice freshness to the dish because you've got all your roasted meats in there and your roasted flavours. It just really lightens up the dish quite a lot. And then we place our mix of new potatoes and our Moroccan style vegetables into the middle of the plate. And then with the wild garlic as well. And then we cut the lamb rump into three pieces, so it's still quite chunky, but because we sous vide'd it, it'll still be really tender and literally just fall apart and it'll melt in the mouth. If you use it to roast it, you'd normally probably cut it into about four or five pieces, so it's a bit smaller. So when we're finishing the dish, we'll put a few crispy anchovies on there. This brings a nice saltiness to the dish and a nice little bit of texture as well. Lamb and anchovies is a classic combination, so it works really well together. And then we've got some little chopped nuts as well, which in here we've got pistachios, hazelnuts, walnuts, and a few dried apricots as well. And so it gets a nice little finish to the dish, gives a nice earthy flavour and a nice bit of texture as well in there. Then just finish with a few fresh sprigs of coriander, and that is the dish.
Okay, so Liam, would you like to do your official introduction to what this dish is?
So this is our Sykes House Farm seaweed lamb rump with roasted Moroccan vegetables and new potatoes with red pepper coulis, crispy anchovies and a crushed nut topping.
Well, Liam, it looks absolutely incredible. Sally, what do you think about this dish?
I think we probably need to try it because it does look amazing. Well done.
So we've just tried the dish. It was very, very nice. What did you think, Sally?
Delicious, melt in the mouth. It was absolutely fantastic. I am a convert.
Yeah, I've never had anchovies and lamb together, but that was really, really good.
Yeah,
I loved
well.
It. Now, if we want to come along and we want to have a dish here, what day of the week should we be here, Liam?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day.
If you have to pick a day.
If you have to pick a day, our Sunday is our most popular day. So we do a great Sunday roast. Again, we seaweed the meats. It all comes from Sykes House Farm. We use a sirloin of beef, lamb leg, pork loin, chicken breast and chicken legs. Again, all the meat from Sykes House Farm, it's all local. You'll see where it all comes from on our menu. It tells you where each piece of meat comes from.
Definitely sounds like a Sunday to me.
Perfect Sunday.
Sundays are just, it's one where we try not to mess with the traditional too much. Pretty much all we're doing on Sundays is a roast and plus some other nice veggie and fish options as well, some starters and some nice sweets. But main course-wise, it's all about the focus on the quality of the meat and the quality of the roast.
Brilliant. Well, both of you, thank you very much for having me. And thank you very much for cooking us lunch, Liam. The Square and Compass, North Rigton, is not too far from Harrogate, so a really good option. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sykes House Farm on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.